Three, two, one. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Conversing with Chris and Misa, the podcast. As always, guys, co-host of the podcast, Mr. Misael is here with us. Say what's up to the podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do, what it do, what it do. Love it.
In the producer chair, our boy Joe is back. Say what's up to the podcast, Joe.
What is up, everybody?
Hello.
Joey.
El Joey memes.
Joey.
In the guest chair, guys, we have a very special guest.
Not his that name. Special.
No, he's very special. I mean, he's cute too. He's special to me. I don't know about you guys. On a scale of 1 to 10, how special is he to you, Misa?
For 10 for sure, dude.
I would say a 12 on my scale.
10 and a half.
Joe, ooh, what do you got?
He's a solid 20 on my book.
Oh, shit.
We got our beer guy Blue in the building today.
Fuck yeah. About the time.
I'm nervous, bro, but fuck it, let's go.
Yo, hey, Blue, nervous,
I love you guys. Dude, Blue has been hanging around. He's been hanging around since pretty much day one and shit. Always being the beer guy. And this is his first time on camera. What episode are we on, dude?
I was not supposed to be here, but...
On camera and on mic. Episode 176, Conversing with Chris and Misa, the podcast, with our boy Blue. So for the people who may not know who you are, Blue, go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit to the podcast.
I'm the beer guy. My name's Blue Candle. I go by Blue.
Blue. My name is Blue. I go by Blue.
Hey, Blue. I noticed you were drinking something out of the normal today. What did you get your hands on there?
I got some blackberry twisted tea.
Sheesh.
I'm not a big fan of the twisted teas, dude.
Blue loves the fucking twisted teas.
I've been coming
teas,
up. Every time I come here,
he's got at least two of them, dude. It's fucking crazy. Well, Blue, thank you for being here today, man. Thank you for being a part of this little guinea pig experiment we got going on. Guys, we actually have three different cameras set up for the first time. We're trying this out for the very first time. So if anything happens, like one of the cameras just dies or whatever, like, sorry. We're trying to work our way through it. But it's a good little setup, and Blue's going to be our guinea pig today. We're going to talk to him a little bit. And then I got I have 10 different topics, and we're going to go through five of them. I think five of them would be good, but it's going to be random.
Uh-oh.
And the way we're going to do it is, we'll do it right now, but we're going to go around and we're all going to pick a number, except for me. I'm not going to pick a number because I know what the topics are. You guys will pick a number 1 through 10, and then that will correspond to one of these random ass topics that I got. Does that sound good for everyone?
I like that.
Yeah, dude, that's
like
a good idea.
Okay, so we'll do that right now. But Joe, where the fuck have you been, Joe?
As in overall or today?
Just overall, dude.
Just, I've been in the cut.
There's some questionable snaps.
Some snaps, dude. And you were drinking shit that were actually bigger than you, dude. And you're pretty tall, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. Shots and I don't know what else, but I'm wondering, dude, how did you wake up this morning?
I woke up good, actually. Just woke up drinking.
You woke up drinking? What'd you do last night, Joe? We were all here yesterday during the day.
We said you had to do shit at 4, so I was like, well, I got a PPE Skippy 2 out of here. So I went to go eat. I went to a rave. I had a good time, man.
You went to a rave?
Yeah, last night. It was popping.
Who was here that you were raving?
This DJ named Joshua right there downtown by Union District.
Hey.
Damn, how many underage kids were there?
It was 21 and over.
But still, how many underage kids?
Yeah, that you think you're like, dude, for sure, that's not a fucking 21-year-old.
Solid 5.
Dude, who raves on a Sunday, bro? Don't you have a child?
Isn't that church day?
Joe raves on a Sunday.
I don't have my kid this past weekend, so.
Oh, so you went hard.
Yeah, I was in there.
Yeah.
How many baby moms were you talking to?
Solid 5.
His favorite number and shit. That's crazy. Well, yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, Misa told me that you might not make it today because of these snaps that he saw.
Yeah, dude.
And apparently you
were. I was thinking, like, dude, he's gone, dude. Like, he would have been here by now.
Well, I was in there because I took some Benadryl. I ate some barbacoa with some, I guess, guac sauce, and I got an allergic reaction to that. I was all hyped up.
Wait, what'd you get an allergic reaction to?
The avocado? Guac? Yeah.
You're allergic to avocado?
I'm not. I didn't think I was till today.
That must have been some fresh ass avocado, bro.
Yeah. Fucking ripe as hell, man.
Misa was like, he took a Benadryl, and I thought you were like suffering from some like sinus reaction, but it makes sense. You had an allergic reaction and you were busting out with hives and shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
That shit sucks. That's what happens when my fucking dog licks me. I fucking bust out. But you want a dog. Hives. I know, dude, but it sucks. It makes me not like having a dog. You know what I mean? But I thought it would go away, but it's only getting worse, I think.
Dude, I'm not allergic to shit, actually.
You're not allergic to anything?
Nothing. I've never in
my life. He's allergic to the bullshit. Yeah,
dude. You're bullshit.
What are you allergic to, Blue?
Hot beer. Fucking peanuts.
He said cucumber.
And cucumbers.
You're allergic sometimes. To cucumber?
Yeah.
What do you mean, sometimes?
Well, because sometimes I get a reaction.
Like, what happens to you?
My fucking eyes get all bulged up and shit.
It looks like Hitch.
Oh, dude, that's right. Yeah, I remember, dude.
How did you figure this out?
By eating peanuts?
By fucking, yeah, eating peanuts and then never eating them again.
Hey, when he first told me, he's like, I was like, penis? I was like, you're like,
peanuts, motherfucker. Oh,
peanuts. I was like, hey, yo.
Dude, I never knew. I would always just figure, like, I could grab you a bag of peanuts and you'd be happy about it.
Imagine Chris was allergic to alcohol. Just one day he woke up and like.
How sad would you be, Chris?
That would suck for Chris.
Yeah,
for
that sure. would fucking suck. I'd probably end it for sure.
All right, Chris, would
like
you
right
rather,
off the top? Just
nah, fuck that.
Would you rather be allergic to bud, you know, CBD or alcohol?
So either bud, but which one?
Well, no, I mean, I would say probably fucking CBD.
Really? Yeah. You would rather be able to drink?
Yeah, I mean. I don't know.
Hold on. Are we going to do this fucking tradition or what?
Oh, yeah.
Atta boy, Blue.
Bro, he cracked that beer so ruthlessly.
He's a beer guy.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro.
Bro, he ripped the fucking top off that thing.
I was waiting for you.
He fucking ripped it to shreds.
Did he do it with his teeth?
Oh, my God.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
God damn. Cheers. That was fucking funny. So, all right. So, yeah.
Can I ask you guys something?
What happened?
Can I take y'all to eat after this?
Oh.
On me?
Shit.
I'm down.
Where are you driving?
Wherever. We go to Roadhouse. We can go to your mama's house.
Oh. It's barely Monday, son.
Wow.
We can go to Union.
Go to your mama's house.
I don't know, but I'm hungry. My treat. Okay.
We could discuss that after. That's a very generous thing.
Yeah, yes, thanks, Joe. Sure. You know, run of applause. Wow.
I thought you were going to ask us something like crazy, but no.
Yeah,
he actually just invited us to go out.
I'm going to be genuine.
Like, I don't think you've ever been that genuine ever before.
I'll say thank you until
actually,
it happens.
I think Joe lately has been like in a very good mood because actually before he came over here, he sent me a text asking if we needed something from the gas station too. He's like, y'all need something from the gas station? I was like, what?
I hope they say no because I don't want to stop.
That's
what I was gonna
say. That's that one text you send and you're that's like, what he's waiting for us. I hope they don't need shit from the gas station.
Wait, you guys think like that?
Well, I mean, I think everybody thinks like that.
I'm always like assholes.
Everybody's probably like in the back of their mind, like, fuck.
I don't want to stop. Like, I'm already almost there.
Exactly.
Fuck no. I hope you guys say yes.
Yeah, dude. The other day, or actually yesterday, when I was waiting for you guys to come over, I went to the gas station, then Blue walked in. Like all random, and I was like, "Yo!"
And then family reunion.
Yeah, and then he goes, "Bro, you know what? I swear to God, I had a feeling I was gonna see you."
I was like, "He was there."
I was like, "How?" Like, why
it's beer 30.
Happen?
Where were you guys buying? Yeah. Where were you getting, Blue?
I was getting Twisted Tees.
On yesterday, right?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get any beers while I was there. I forgot what I got. Yeah, two
you
of
got
those.
Two of these and like some fucking candy or some shit.
Oh yeah, the
Reese's.
Yeah, dude, white chocolate Reese's. Do you guys fuck with those?
The white chocolate,
bro.
One.
The Hershey's nice. Too.
It's fire. What?
The fucking white chocolate's a different breed, son.
Kit Kats, dude. I love Circle K,
a
man.
Different fucking breed.
I can't stop talking about Circle K sometimes, dude. Like,
and then while I was paying, bro, I looked over my shoulder. Chris was like right there. I'm like, did you walk or what? I guess he was just waiting for me, you know?
I was just waiting for you, bro. Like,
I don't know. I was just
I thought we were going to walk out together and shit. Like, you know?
I was just like paying and shit. I'm like,
yeah, you never go to the store and then like you see someone you know and you kind of like you hang around
chop with
them.
You wait for them to finish.
Yeah, yeah. You like
pay for my shit.
Look, it's because Blue's never ran into somebody at a gas station, especially not his cousin.
Yeah, Chris. Blue actually he didn't know what to do
forever.
He was like shocked. He's like, oh, should I leave? Like,
he doesn't know how to act.
Are we both allowed in here at the same time?
The Circle K is big enough for the both of us.
Chris looks at Blue and he's like, I guess I'll let anybody in here.
That shit was funny, though.
It was cool.
But yeah, Blue was fucking confused. He's like, do I go wait in the car? Like, what the fuck do I do? Like, But it was good. I like running into people at gas stations. It's one of my favorite pastimes, I would say.
I actually ran into Misa today.
Oh, dude, well, yeah. I was taking my son to the...
driving to fucking on Mesa, and I saw him fucking
pass me shit. He blew by you and shit.
I was going speed limit. At least like...
You don't go speed limit, bitch. You fucking go slow as fuck.
That's why I like Blue as a driver.
He's a grandma.
Yeah, he's a grandma. Sure. Nothing like how he used to drive. Look, me and Blue have been best friends.
I almost died.
We've been best friends since second grade, right? And so ever since he got his first car, what was that, Accord? A black one, right?
92 Honda Accord black.
Yes, dude. Sheesh. Fucking four door, nice. But this motherfucker would drive crazy. He would go in between two cars. He said, like, fuck this shit, dude.
That was
like,
the norm to me.
By Franklin High School.
But until I was taught, like, dude, chill, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. And not just that, but I remember this one time, you know, like where Chris or you, where fucking you used blue. To live, when you guys go out on fucking Wrestler. You have to like kind of go across. This motherfucker went the wrong way with the lights off, dude, in the middle of the fucking night.
Is that true, Blue?
And he went all the way, he went up there to a Circle K
by Adventure Zone, if you know where that little place is.
Put my crib.
Yeah, dude, he's like, fuck it.
There's like a little lights. There's like a little turnaround you can turn. I went through that.
Oh,
yo,
it's
why?
Like maybe like so 20 why feet you... out of drive and then to the. Yeah.
So like, what happened? What made you start driving like a decent human being?
Fucking grandma.
Honestly, I almost died in fucking Trans Mountain.
Really? Fuck, dude, that's the worst place.
One time
to fucking
I was driving down Trans Mountain, racing somebody.
Oh my god,
Jesus, somebody,
dude, that's what blew. Dude.
That was like, if you've gone through Trans Mountain now, they're like building shit on the side
or in the
middle of it. There's like barricades and shit.
Yeah.
But like,
so you just recently started driving like a decent human being?
Nah, it's been a few years.
But when this shit happened, it was like 2016, maybe.
Damn.
There was no shit in the middle.
Yeah. Oh shit, dude, that's dangerous.
So when I was racing this guy on Trans Mountain, if you guys been on Trans Mountain, right there, right before, right when you're on the northeast already.
Yeah. When you're coming down.
It's going that down. First little turn that you take, that's where, dude, I spun out like six times.
Oh my god.
And I ended up on the other side of the road.
Oh fuck.
He's like, so he just goes back home. He's
nothing like, happened, no scratch on my car. Like, it's
you
just
were, you
like,
were blessed.
You just shit your
pants.
I was
blessed,
yeah.
Honestly, yes.
Damn, dude.
So
Chris,
ever
have
since
you?
That day, bro, I was like,
yeah, no more.
Misa knows, like you said, I fucking drove so much.
Sometimes, like, it's good that he drives like this now, because before, bro.
But
like,
I'm a grandma now.
Bro, dude.
Grandpa.
Dude, it would get to a point where, like, I would ride with him almost every day back in, like, high school and shit. And I would not get used to it because this motherfucker still drove so fucking crazy. Never once did we get pulled over or anything like that. But, dude, I thought, like, for sure, like, we're going to hit this fucking car. That's it. I'm done. And then, nope. Somehow fucking Blue fucking juked the shit out of everybody. And
I've gotten lucky a lot of times.
Yeah, dude.
With
Blue. Yes, bro.
Passengers on the side.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Pieces for one.
Bro, like spinning out on like Trans Mountain is like probably one of like the top 10 scariest things that I like would never want to happen to me.
Was this at night?
No.
Was there other cars then? Did you almost hit any other car or some shit like that?
Well, the guy that I was racing...
So
well,
who won the race?
Yeah. Well, he did. Okay.
Loser.
I took the risk.
I know.
I ended up going faster than I should have been on the curve. Right, like it was a fucking sharp turn.
Yeah. What was he driving though?
I was driving a fucking 2006 Nissan Maxima.
Dude, that car was a fucking beast, dude.
What was they driving?
When I bought it, it was upgraded and shit. Like the exhaust was like fucking. I was driving.
Sounded like a lawnmower.
Just kidding. He got even more dangerous when that shit came along.
It had some balls.
And what were you racing? You were in a Maxima racing.
I don't remember that.
Like a fucking Mustang
Camaro.
It was probably like the same type of car.
Yeah, dude, don't be racing, bro. That shit's illegal. It's illegal and it's dangerous, dude. You know what I mean?
He's like going down.
Yeah, dude, that's the worst.
CP's like, you do know where I work, right,
bro? Dude, the guy probably wasn't even racing Blue. He was just like his.
But anyways, so when that shit happened, I spun out. I met this guy at the fucking stoplight, and I apologized somewhere. I was like, bro, I'm sorry, like, because I almost hit
him. Was it an older guy?
He almost hit another car.
No, he was like my age, like, yeah, I almost
hit him. So he didn't know that you were racing?
No, we were racing. He knew we were racing.
So why would he apologize?
Because I almost hit him. Because
he lost?
And then you almost died, too, so you felt like, yo, dude, I need to say sorry to everybody.
Yeah, I was freaking out.
Have you ever been in something like that, Chris? Like a close...
This fool's always been a grandpa.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking grandpa behind the wheel. You know what I mean? But that's, you know, it's safer to do that, especially if... you know, you're doing other things in the car that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
So you're better off not speeding. You know what I mean? I have gotten like 2 speeding tickets before, but
really,
that's when I was younger and shit. Me you know too. What I mean?
In the Cobalt or what?
No, I actually never got pulled over in the Cobalt. Ever.
Really?
Like not
How
once.
How many years? 13?
That was 12 years. Never got pulled over in the Cobalt. That was like, dude, if I would have gotten pulled over, they would have been like, bro, it smells like a pound of CBD in here. Yeah. Step the fuck out of the car.
You know why you never got pulled over? Because that car was slow as shit. Hey,
I made sure that we fucking were not doing anything that was going to get us pulled over. And that's, you know, that's what the purpose was. And
dude, you probably got pulled over for driving too slow.
There's a fine line. You got to be like right there, you know, because if you're going too slow, then you could cause an accident. An accident, and if you're going too fast, then
you can cause another accident.
That's why if you know you're slow, go far right.
Yeah, you got in the right lane. You know what I mean?
Those dudes that drive slow as hell
in the left lane. Yeah, I don't do that, dude.
You know, they're in the left lane.
I know the rules of the road. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's cool, but
been driving for a long time out there.
Hey, speaking of cars, is your car fixed?
My car is fixed now. I was gonna kill someone last Saturday.
No, wait, hold on, dude. Wait, yeah, dude, hold on.
I was gonna kill someone.
This guy fucking. Got a
this
brand
was
new
St.
car.
Patty's weekend.
How long did you have it until it gave you problems?
I got it in June.
That same day.
No, June. I got it in June of last year. So it lasted all the way till February.
7-8 months.
So like 8 months. About 8 months. And then I had a check engine light on, which was complete asshole. And that actually happened the day after the Barstool sports thing.
Yeah.
Like really? Literally, because we went in my car all day that day. The car was fine. And then the next day is when everything went to shit. And then my car was at the fucking dealership for a month. Like, a whole month there.
I was like, you need a fucking ride, Chris?
Dude, I was having to bus rides from everyone.
Dude,
like,
to start off with,
fucking
bro,
terrible, like, bro.
It's a brand new fucking
brand
car.
Brand new car. I brought it
brand
with 7
car.
Miles like, on it. 7.
Shit.
7 miles on that bitch. But anyways, car
too much,
was
too much smoke coming out of that
car was in there for a fucking month.
He's like, is it the car or is it me?
These fuckers would not give me a rental car to save my fucking life.
Why not?
Oh shit.
Because they said they didn't have any. But no, it's what they do is like, if they gave a rental to everyone that took their car in there for like,
you'd be losing money.
Yeah, they'd be losing money all the fucking time. So
you
I didn't fight them or anything. We got an overflow.
Oh shit.
You're just spilling everything
that on
today.
Camera. Where's the beer guy? There. Holy shit, that's me. Let me
get up. Hey, go clean that up real quick.
That's the second spill in like a fucking
Misa
hour.
Hey, he blamed it on butt earlier. He's like, fucking butt.
He did.
Yeah,
you
dude. Fucking spills my whole drink and then blames my dog. My dog has nothing to do with it. Bro. And he blames the fucking dog.
I feel fucked up because I was going along with it. I was like, yeah.
Joe added. I was like, yeah, he jumped off the table and knocked it over.
And I was thinking, how did he knock that over? That was like, that's
even
no
Chris,
way.
Even Chris agreed to it. He's like, oh yeah, he knocked it over.
It's because Lena was here. And
Lena was about to fucking wreck shit. But anyways, so what was out of a car for a month and then I got it back. And then the day that I got it back, it fucking died as soon as I brought it back. My battery fucking completely fucking shat out
so
on me.
So what happened? Did you have to get a new one?
Well, I took it back to the dealership so they can fix the fucking battery, and they did.
What was the problem?
The battery was just bad.
And they replaced your battery?
They replaced it.
Drained the shit out of it.
That's dude, what
out of it? It's because the car was sitting there for like a whole month not being drove. Yeah. So the battery just fucking...
So what was wrong with your car to start with?
You know that shouldn't happen, right? On new cars?
No, I know it shouldn't happen, but I mean, I don't know what the fuck happened.
What was the engine light on for?
The transmission. There's some transmission problems. And so they got that shit fixed, and then now they got the battery fixed.
Now
so
you should go and tell them, like, yo, I need something else.
Give me my Cobalt back.
But yeah, dude, you know what was funny? Is that they ended up, like, they called me, and they're like, hey, we'll give you a loaner, right? So I was like, all right, cool. But they don't tell you like what you're going to get. So you just show up and like fill out the paperwork. And I would have laughed if they would have rolled my fucking Cobalt out.
Here's your rental. We couldn't sell this shit.
We fixed the AC for you. Like, you know what I mean?
We couldn't even salvage it.
It was funny. They fucking loaned me this big ass truck. And one day I went to Misa's house and I didn't really tell him I was in a truck.
What?
So I just pulled up.
I didn't know about this.
And then, he walks out and he's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you in this big ass truck?
Dude, I never thought I'd see Chris
in a truck. I don't drive trucks, dude.
You
I'm
can
not
barely
a truck
see
guy.
Look over the street.
thing I thought, like, how the fuck did Chris get up there?
I made it somehow, bro. But
nah, dude, but that truck was dope. That shit. What kind of truck was it?
It was just like a decked out like Silverado, like a 1500. Like,
god damn.
With the it didn't have a lift, but it felt high. But dude, it was like tinted out. It was fucking
Chris nice. Fucking pulled up like he fucking owned a ranch and shit.
I felt like I was Morgan Wallen, bro. Yeah, dude,
hey, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, dude.
I literally felt like that in a Silverado, you know. But yeah, anyways, the car is fine. But yeah, that day that we discovered the battery was out, I was supposed to meet you guys at the block party. Mm-hmm. And Blue gets here and we're literally about to get in the car to leave, and yeah, I try to start the car and the car doesn't do jack shit, and I was gonna lose my fucking mind.
It just ruined your day.
Yeah, dude, ruined my day. You and then
because Chris don't get mad a lot, and that was
I was pissed off, bro.
No good beer for you.
The next day was when fucking we were supposed to have that event for the boxing or the Muay Thai event.
Yep.
And it didn't go through because they had some problems with the owner. He wasn't down if they didn't have like a correct insurance policy or whatever. But that day, Joe came to pick me up because my car, I had taken it back to the shop. So I was still without a fucking car. And then Joe picked me up with Ralph. Shout out our boy Ralph. Yeah, and then literally as soon as we fucking
getting ready to leave,
they call and they were like, yo, this event is postponed. So me and Joe and Ralph did what we normally do, and we drank a fuckload of beer.
We went to go play darts at the brew.
And that's it. Yeah, that's a recap of how my life has been recently. It's been kind of shitty because of that. Fucking Blue, his eyes look. His eyes are closing.
Don't look at him, dude.
Dude, you're not supposed to look at the lights, Blue. Look at me.
Are you okay, Blue?
Look at me. Can you look at me?
I'm like, why are you crying? Because he lost the race?
Usually I'm behind the lights. Yeah.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Like we said we'd do like a 45-minute to fucking an hour pod. We just want to make sure everything works. And we didn't want to try this out with like a guest and then it kind of not work. And then
I am a guest, motherfucker.
Well, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what a dick, Chris.
I don't know how to say
that's
like
your cousin. Hey, you saw him on Circle K the other day.
I know, dude.
I know,
but I don't know like how to say it a different way, like with like somebody more important than you.
There's no way to like put it
more notable.
Like, someone hurt.
I mean? Yeah,
it hurt. Huh?
Somebody that won't get offended.
Yeah.
Someone
that doesn't lose races.
Somebody that's not here all the time. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Who, me?
That's better. But yeah, hey. So fuck it. What we're going to do now is if you guys don't know, I really like to follow No Jumper on Instagram.
They're gone down.
Adam22?
Well, no, I just the content they post.
It's wild.
I don't watch their podcast anymore. Like, what I gave that up on that. No Jumper is a fucking social media page that started as what? Like a fucking podcast where interviewed SoundCloud rappers. Yeah. Like, that's
there's
like
a lot of like
how they got their start.
Famous rappers that are huge that like were on his show when they were like barely coming up.
Yeah. So Adam22 is like the founder.
Bro, there's a lot that I didn't know about this guy.
Yeah, dude, life is crazy.
He's a weirdo.
Dude, he has a fucking porno show or some shit.
Yeah, they interview only fan girls and then bang them after with his girlfriend.
That's crazy.
No Jumper. I'm really jealous.
I think Iggy's the one that told me about this shit.
And so they have different podcasts. They have the one where him and his wife sleep with porn stars. After the podcast. So I know Joe's got that subscription already.
It's another Conversi Chris Amisa.
So what they do though, besides like their interviews and besides all that shit, is they run a social media page, and that shit fucking is popping, dude. That shit is like it's like news right away.
Yeah.
But it's like uncensored and shit. So like you see a lot of crazy shit that you wouldn't see like on KVIA.
It's also kind of like
national.
TMZ as well, because it's all like celebrities and stuff, but at the same time I've seen so many fights on that shit.
There's some crazy
guy,
shit on
some
there.
Guy I saw because I was watching like the craziest moments like compilation on this guy, and somebody had gone in there and fucking pointed a gun on this guy while they were in the middle of fucking recording a pod, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You can tell Adam was scared.
Yeah, so, dude.
Are you saying we need security here?
No, no.
You are security. Good, dude.
You are security.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you. First one right there.
First guy.
And then I think, no, that was a different page. I popped up a video on my Instagram feed when we were chilling before this, and it was some guy getting ran over. And then Misa pops up his IG.
They were ladies.
Or a lady, and then Misa pops up his IG. Same video.
Right. On the first one, yeah.
Like, fuck. Anyways, so. No Jumper, if you follow their page, you'll see a lot of crazy shit.
Yep.
A lot of crazy headlines, a lot of crazy stories. And so what I was doing today on my break, I was at work and I was just, you know, kind of bored. And I was scrolling through No Jumper and I was like, I'm just going to find the 10 craziest like headline stories and I'm going to jot them down using the Notes app on your iPhone. Very, you know, productive app. You know?
Yeah. Should never works at Misa.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
For sure. So that's what I did, guys. And I've assigned all of those stories a number 1 through 10. And I said we'd go through about 5 of them. And what we'll do is I'll have you guys choose a random number between 1 to 10. And then we're going to talk about that that topic for a little bit. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Who's first? You?
Okay, yeah. Let's start with Blue. Let's get some music, too. Yeah, I feel like we need a little bit of music. We need a number 1 through 10, Blue.
1 through 10, let me get number 8.
He's like 12.
Number 8.
Kobe.
This is a good one. I like this one. Okay. And you guys can look this shit up, too, if you're listening, because all this shit is real. I'm not making up any of these fucking things.
And this is on that show?
All through No Jumper. Yeah. I mean, this is going through their account for a while because they post like a million things a day.
Yeah, it's like DJ Academics.
But number 8, McDonald's released the Chicken Big Mac in Canada.
The chicken Big Mac.
Oh, that's right.
So just imagine a Big Mac.
Instead of the patty, it's a fucking
chicken. You got your fucking Big Mac. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
The Big Mac.
Explain a Big Mac to the people that don't know.
A Big Mac is like 2 sandwiches in one. Like they use like
it's like bun,
a bun, the end of a bun, and then underneath there's another. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like 3 pieces of bread to make like a double decker sandwich.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Not a fan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Not the biggest fan.
Honestly, I'm not a fan either.
That Big Mac sauce, I don't
know. Onions, just you know, it's just ass, right? No pickles, no onions.
I'd rather have the fucking quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, that one goes
me.
In.
That's just me. Double. Though. That's not. Double. I'm not telling you guys to get it. That's just me.
Double. Okay.
But now what they did was they replaced the meat, the patties, with chicken patties.
That just seems like a fucking McChicken to me.
Well,
double McChicken.
Like my
switch the sauce for the mayo.
With a Mac.
You think they can make it spicy?
I'm sure they can. Yeah. Mm. But my thing is like, it's okay to do double patties for like burgers, but like, it's never okay to do double chicken patties ever.
What? I'm not like, thought I heard you say that.
Yeah. Because it's against the law.
Says who?
Like me. You're the hamburger. You're the fucking connoisseur, bro.
You're the fucking hamburger.
And the fucking KFC Colonel Sanders is on my team too. Actually, no, those fuckers are ruthless. I don't know if you've seen.
He's a guy that tests all the shit.
I don't know if you've seen what KFC's got going on. They have that double down thing where it's a fucking 2 chicken patties as the fucking buns.
Oh,
yeah, that shit is like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Dude, it's because like, okay, maybe like a lot of maybe all these
clogging. I'm clogged.
You're clogged.
You're clogged
like a toilet. Way
we need to get a plunger. Or what?
That's just nasty, bro. I don't know.
Even Taco Bell came up with like a taco, a
chicken taco
with a shell that was a chicken.
Like, yeah, dude.
Chicken shell.
Dude. I love that chicken.
Sounds like it'd be pretty bomb, though.
I love chicken. I don't love chicken as much as Chewy to bring a whole ass chicken in here.
He dismembered
it with his hands. Just stunk fucking
up the house.
Caveman style.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he's like, it's lo que hacemos en Juarez, way. En el rancho.
Fucking Chewy.
Chewy's
like, I've done this, but with the dog.
Yeah. Like, that's why he kept looking at Bud all the time.
Yeah, dude. But anyways, like, I don't know. Would you guys be eating that fucking chicken Big Mac?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, I'll try
spicy,
it out.
If it's spicy.
Well, it's because you have to think about it. Like, when they say the spicy, because I saw it too, and it's kind of like the Big Mac, obviously, with the sauce, except instead of the meat, it's the chicken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're tasting that and the sauce and whatever comes with it. So I'm down for that.
So you guys are down.
I'm down for that.
What I'm thinking is like, what kind of chicken is it? Is it like the ones that you get, like the McChicken?
Yeah, it's like the chicken patty. It's probably an upgraded McChicken patty. So, yeah,
like breaded
there's
and shit.
A difference. I think it's probably the same, like what bro. Joe said, the breaded chicken. And
I think it's the same. It might be the same as whatever they use for the McChicken.
No, because they have different. They have actual chicken sandwiches, and there's yeah. like badass like. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're not gonna use those.
Like,
so.
It's like I don't
no,
think they would use chicken.
No, I think they would use those.
Yeah,
no, on the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're gonna charge you. They're gonna charge you like $10. All our phones are being used right now. That's literally all of our fucking phones.
We're running on Apple.
We're running on nothing but iPhones in here. Let me see if I can Google this chicken Big Mac really fast.
What kind
fast.
Of phone is that, Chris?
This okay,
is,
so this what is we're my talking wife's about phone. Is
we need a tablet.
If it's breaded chicken, I don't know.
Chicken Big Mac comes up right away. Okay, and you tell me, Misa, this looks like hearty chicken patties. Or they just look like big ass chicken nuggets. No, whatever you want to like call it. They just look like two big ass chicken nuggets.
Well, dude, no, actually, they look like McChickens.
That's hilarious. Anyways, I think we should go to Canada.
I mean, I'll try it, bro. I'll
right.
It.
Road trip to Canada. What do you guys think?
Well, that looks bomb.
What do you think, dude, Joe?
Canada's just right there.
I've been
right?
wanting
that's
to
just
go.
Right
to
up the road, right? It's
up there.
Not too far. Everyone got their passports.
Right.
At the Canadian border.
They don't let me back in.
You can go to Drake's house while we're out there. Right. Oh, how about
you
that?
You know, run into Justin Bieber.
Okay, so
Taylor Swift.
Consensus, we are smashing out the fucking chicken
yeah.
bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell me you're not, Chris.
I mean,
I know
if you guys do it,
I'll do it.
Okay. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it on my own, but if you guys are done, then I'm down.
Well, first we need to wait for it to get released over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that even going to be released? Because there's a lot of shit that goes like in Asia. I know there's like spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like,
you know,
yo.
Like pizza,
specific to those areas.
Like that, you know, like.
All right, so good job, Blue. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Great
job. Number eight. God
damn.
Good number job,
eight.
Blue.
Number eight is off the board. Go ahead and take that off the board, number eight. Thank you for taking it off the board. All right, who's next? Joe? Give him some music, Misa.
Mm-hmm.
We need some...
banger?
That's different.
Hey, that's that... Oh, yeah. This is that one, right?
I like that one.
I like this one. All right, Joe. We need a number 1 through 10... Without
give me a,
choosing number eight.
Give me a number one.
Oh, number one.
Number one with cheese, please.
Yes.
Number
that's
one.
A Big Mac.
We're at yeah. the oh.
No, I think this Joe, I'm glad you chose number one because number one is our boy Tekashi 6ix9ine was jumped in the bathroom of LA Fitness.
Yeah.
Or, some sort of gym, right?
It's all Planet Fitness.
In Miami or somewhere?
Yeah, in the sauna. In the sauna.
Yeah, he got jumped
shit
in the
got
sauna.
Steamy in there.
He got jumped by like three guys, right? Three dudes. And
that's
they filmed
fake.
It all, too.
I think it's
fake. Fake?
Yeah.
You didn't see him afterwards?
They fucked him up.
Nah, dude, they fucked
they
him up.
They fucked his ass up.
They fucked him up. Three
well, yeah,
guys jumped him.
I mean, you can fuck me up, and
okay.
I'll be a good actor, too.
It's good that you brought that shit up, dude. I watched the video, right?
Let's fuck up Blue, then.
The video, the video that's going viral
it's
is going to
hurt.
The video that's going viral is actually a fan that went into there, and the video starts, like, this guy walks in, and you see 6ix9ine, like, in a fucking fetal position.
Yeah,
and, like,
on the floor.
Two guys over him, and they're fucking just hitting him, kicking him, and hitting him, right? And then, you know... This dude gets up and then he tries to walk out. And this dude that's recording is like, yo, 6ix9ine, bro, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan, bro.
I'm a fan. 6ix9ine turns around and like even shakes his hand. He's like, you're a fan. You didn't even do fucking anything. He's like, yeah. I ain't about that, bro. And then he just kept walking out, bro. Like,
but yeah, the crazy thing is these guys were like very public about it. They put this shit all over the fucking internet. And so, but what was weird is that the police were saying they need help finding these guys. I'm like, bro, you see, you have them on
they're
camera
right
just walking
well, yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they probably know who they are. They just can't fucking find them, right? They're on the run. But, dude, this is like, I think I've seen more videos about it. And you can see one of those three guys calling somebody, right? And you can see him in the front of the gym opening the door for these two
for the other
guys
to
for
get
the other guys
in.
To
yeah,
come
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And then they go straight to the sauna
yep.
and fucking beat him. So... That
they were
one
following
guy,
this guy, bro.
Well, yeah, one guy was already there and probably saw him call these guys up, like, yo, dude, this guy's here. This fucking, this fucking.
Do you think he deserved it,
let's
Joe?
Let's get our 15 minutes of fame. I think that's what they did.
I mean, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true, right? He's been out of jail for a while now.
Yep.
And obviously, we all know that, you know, he might have done some snitching and get himself out, or he did do some snitching, right?
Yeah. So,
did you guys see that? Like he was on a pod and they were calling him out about that, and he explained like why he like snitched, and it's him kind of telling them like, yo, dude, do you think like I'm not gonna snitch and fucking do 45 fucking years? right? You know, for
shit that I didn't
people,
do.
You know, and do you think they would fucking do the same? Fuck no, you know, like
yeah.
They would do the same shit I'm gonna do. You know what? I'm gonna fucking be free
until you're there. Then
yeah, you know dude, what I mean? Exactly. But the thing straight is up. he's not denying the fact that he fucking snitched. He's just saying why he fucking snitched.
Justifying.
He's justifying it.
And if you're right there, bro. Dude.
But you know what? Like how shit is. You know, I'm not in a fucking gang. I don't know no gang shit. But
you're not in a gangway.
Stop the set.
What did you just say, Blue?
I don't know.
He just did a war call. He's like, mom.
He called his mom.
I don't know. He was trying to do something.
But I've been drinking.
Call the cops.
Yeah.
Call the cops.
Somebody call the cops.
But yeah, so you think he deserved it then, Misa?
I mean,
a little bit, yeah.
The life, the life that he lives, and yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I mean, that's what you fucking join that shit. That's, I guess, they run by those rules, and you fucking signed up for that shit. That's on you.
I think what does.
But at the same time, I would have probably done the same. I would have probably done fucking some snitching and shit. It's just for me not to fucking spend the best of my life in jail. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Are you snitching, that. Blue?
I don't know until I'm there.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk to you then. Okay. No,
fuck that. But dude, I'm already there.
I think what doesn't help 6ix9ine is that he's still like there's that video of him where he was drunk as fuck at the baseball game.
Oh yeah.
Remember? So he's not like being like super careful about like where he's at.
Asking for it, bro.
He's got not asking for it, but he's making himself
easier. Himself.
Yeah, he's available. Making himself He's fucking not hiding.
That's why I think that shit was fake, because.
Nah,
you think it could have gone somewhere else, bro?
Hey, beat me up for clout.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, maybe if that was at a club or something, but at a fucking sauna in the gym, dude. Like,
they got his ass.
That's the perfect way to fucking get clout.
at the gym?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking the guys that jumped him did that for the clout.
Yeah, they wanted the fucking clout. They want to be like, wait, we fucked this guy.
That's
up.
Why they blew that shit up themselves and stuff. You know, they want to be known. Like, yeah, we're the guys that fucking beat up 6ix9ine.
But I mean, I don't know. It was crazy.
But anyways, I can't even name a song. Can Joe name a song of 6ix9ine?
I don't know.
I know one.
Bebecita? I don't know.
What is it? What's that one called?
Nicki Minaj?
Sing it.
No, I can just hear the beat in my fucking head.
Okay.
Say the beat then. Go for it.
Oh, I can't.
Beatbox.
It's just because it's just like a fucking.
I hear a song in my head too. Yeah, I can't say the name of it.
I'm not a big I've never been a 6ix9ine fan. Like music wise, I mean, I love Taylor Swift, you know, but 6ix9ine, nah. But anyways,
hey, so let me ask you this, Chris: what if Taylor Swift were getting her ass beat? Would you step in?
Yes.
Without hesitation.
Okay,
hold on.
Let's
ask these questions.
Hold on. Let's say she's getting jumped by like three other ladies. three other girls, right? And they're going hard. Like, are you gonna go and punch one of these girls to like back her up?
I'm gonna shove them.
But they say they don't stop, dude.
Yeah. Well, they're going to stop eventually.
Well, yeah.
I'm
going to get shoved.
I'm going to shove them, and I'm grabbing my girl Tay, and we're doing the dance.
Chris is just yelling, 1989.
Yeah, that's a terrible album, too.
Chris is like, don't hit her, please. Do you know who she is?
Anyways, okay.
She's going to make a song out of this.
Fuck, dude. Now I can't get that fucking 6ix9ine song out of my fucking head.
Oh.
Hey, that's high quality fucking.
I think that was
cups.
A coaster. We're okay. All right.
Oh, that's the coaster.
Misa, we need a number now and we need some more music here. We've got through two topics, guys.
Pick number 10.
We got three more to go. Well, we have a fuller list. Misa, don't look at my goddamn list.
I'm not, dude. I can't even fucking.
Like, I don't even know the list either. Don't
can't even
me.
Read, all right,
dude. You know what? I was thinking about, what's his name?
Number one Tony and Parker. Number eight are gone.
I was thinking about Tony Parker. So Tony Parker's number, please.
Oh. Tony Parker, number nine. Mm-hmm. All right, number nine. We got everybody's favorite MC, Mr. J. Cole, admits to regularly smoking cigarettes at the age of 6 years old.
What? Damn. I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
J. Cole?
J. Cole, everybody's
My
favorite
boy,
MC.
J. Cole?
Yeah, your girlfriend's favorite rapper.
He's like, don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Well, fuck me. What does he still fucking smoke?
No, he doesn't anymore.
Well,
but
congratulations to that guy.
He said that at 6 years old, he was regularly smoking cigarettes.
How? And Joe, damn.
Where's the parents at, dude?
Damn.
Did he have not parents? There working I don't want to sound like a dick.
Did he have parents?
Yes, he had parents.
Oh, okay, where the fuck were you guys at?
How do you not? How does someone not have parents?
Orphans? You fucking idiot.
You fucking asshole.
No, but they still have parents. Parents
so ignorant. Like, you gotta go look for them.
You would be still have so parents.
Everyone has parents. It's just if they're
except
around
those
enough.
Kids in the orphanage.
Oh, you yes. See, that's not what we meant, Chris. Oh, well, that's what we meant. Are they around or not? Where the fuck were they?
They were buying them cigarettes. You want, and you know you what? It made him the world's best rapper. So, yes.
Smoke cigarettes. So
good
be
job. J. Cole.
Dude, my son is 6 right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
One more year. Sign him up.
I'll buy him his
sign
first
him
pack.
Fuck
no. Marlboro Reds. Man's 100s. And you smoke that thing to the fucking bud, bro.
But yeah. That filter. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
When did this come out? Just recently?
Yeah, like a week ago. And
that's a good known
speaking
fact.
Speaking of smoking, Blue, you've actually cut down on the smoking, right? How long has it been?
Cigarettes, yeah. Blue, can you tell us your whole like story of what happened?
Oh,
fuck.
Today. Yeah, tell us what happened today. Okay, so let me set some perspective.
Damn it.
Blue has got off of the...
you
cigarettes.
Tell him a story.
Yeah, he's got it off the cigarettes, which I'm happy. Give him a round of applause.
Yes, dude, for sure. It's been like a little over 2 months now.
Yeah, that's good, dude. I commend
dude,
you for that.
Dude, that's great. I feel really tobacco. Bad because I feel like
yeah.
I'm the
I
one
still
that
smoke.
Got into it.
Yeah, CBD and shit. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Don't incriminate yourself now.
Yeah.
Anyways,
allegedly.
Today, our boy Blue had the urge to smoke himself a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. And instead, what he did was he went on a quest to find some CBD. Delta 8 cigarettes, which are available at your
I didn't even know these
local
existed.
Hemp shop, your local smoke shop, you can find them. But apparently today you couldn't find them.
No. Blue, tell us what happened.
Tell us what happened, Blue.
Oh my god.
You were fiending for some
cigarettes. Some right. Nicotine, some tobacco, whatever you want to call it.
Tobacco wacky.
Some wacky tobacco.
So I literally today, right before the pod, I spent like at least an hour and a half. Going through town, fucking West Side, Central. If you know
really?
El Paso, yeah.
Gano Tio.
I didn't go East Side, North, but it's still like from
yeah,
afar,
that's half
you know?
Of the
Central,
fucking city, dude.
You know, Sunland Park, fucking West Side. I went to like 9 different fucking smoke shops, bro. And nothing. Can you guys hear me or what?
Yeah.
Nah, dude. No. I went to like, honestly, I went to at least like 9 freaking smoke shops. Nothing. And then like the last two, I went to like the one by Belvedere.
One right here, right down the street.
It's called Smoke Shop.
Right. You would think they would have what we need.
So I went there. It was a chick and I asked for CBD cigarettes and she's like, nah. And
no, wait.
Yeah.
So, but right off the bat, I'm thinking to myself, like, you could at least be like fucking...
pretend to look around, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
She's like, fuck no.
She didn't fucking like pretend to look around or whatever, you know?
Maybe she knew that she didn't have any.
But she was like, nah. But she was on her phone. Right when I said CBD, she's like, nah.
She was on TikTok.
I'm like, all right, bye. I left. So Chris said it. I was fiending for a fucking cigarette. So I actually called, bro, like smoke shops. And I was like, do you guys got this and that? And they're like, nah, whatever. So I got to one fucking... dude, that was actually, he took the time.
Good customer service.
Yes, bro.
Right.
I didn't even know they had like a customer service lane.
I called them right before I showed up to the smoke shop.
Bunch of
and it was in Canotillo. Canotillo Smoke Shop. Shout out to those guys.
Hey, shout out to them, dude.
That guy actually took the time to call his fucking surrounding,
sister store,
like
right.
sister, cousin,
instead
whatever.
Instead of you
store.
Driving around, he's like, dude, let me do something faster.
He took the fucking time, and I should have got his name, but I didn't.
Call him back.
And he ended up calling that fucking one store that's right here in Belvedere. And
the same one that...
fucking chick, bro.
And they had him. God bless. I'm mad.
Okay, I was pissed, bro, but...
okay, so what you do, Blue? Did you tell that guy, that same dude, like, hey, I just fucking came from there?
Yeah, I was like, bro, I just came from here, man. She said, no, I'm not trying to be an asshole. You know, like...
What did he say? He's like, I know that bitch, dude. She has him.
No, he didn't say, but he was just like, well, I'll talk to her or whatever. But, I mean, I'm not trying to get her, like...
right, we're not trying to get her fired,
yeah,
you know?
No, yeah, she should, dude.
But she
yeah.
had terrible customer yeah, service.
Terrible customer service.
The funniest part about this is that Misa has Blue calling a customer service line for this place. No, he's literally just calling the fucking smoke shop.
Yeah.
It's not a customer service
call
center.
It's crazy
in Asia.
When I called Canotillo, And he's like, we actually have another one right there by Belvedere. I'm like, I was literally parked at Walgreens down fucking Franklin.
Yeah, yeah. And you told him.
And that's when I was talking to this guy. And I was like, bro, I literally just came from that store. And he's like, yeah, they're there. And then I show up and she's like, well, it's because you didn't say CBD. But it's because I didn't. I didn't say CBD. I asked hemp. I asked her if she had the hemp.
So it was cigarettes. Technically your fault.
Yep. A little bit. Used the CBD word, brother.
But it's that's a big difference now. Then in that case, then okay, Blue, you fucked up.
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm sorry.
You should be fired.
So this is all your fault, dude.
She's like,
you're me? Fired.
You get out of here. But you see where I was at, though.
Yeah. We've all been there. You but know?
You should say like Delta 8 cigarettes.
Right there, you go.
Well, it's because yeah, I mean,
and then they hit him with the price tag, $18.99
for 10, not even a full pack
for $10.
10 count.
Dude, a regular pack of cigarettes has 20 cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
This guy only got 10 for 18.
But for more than a regular
pack. The one pack. I was usually looking for, are they're called the Kongs. The Kong fucking hemp cigarettes. Those are the ones I was looking for. Those are $14 for like a 20 count. But I'll settle for those fucking Delta 8s, bro. Fuck it.
Hey, there you go. At least
can you order them online?
It's not the wacky tobacco.
You can. That's cheaper all. Online if you order it.
He looked are you gonna big. Get to a point? Do you think you're gonna get to a point where like you're probably just gonna quit that shit too, or do you think that like not unless you're smoking some CBD?
Until then, no, because that's what's fucking making me stop, bro.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
because those CBD cigarettes, if you know those, they actually look like cigarettes.
Yeah,
it feels like a cigarette.
It's all
mental. It's a placebo.
Yeah,
like I can fucking roll a joint. I was telling Chris earlier, I can roll a joint. Of CBD, but
it ain't the same.
It's not the same. I have to fucking feel it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So you're making me want to hit this shit hard.
Yeah, dude. I know. I want to go smoke now. All right. Let's go. We got two more. We've already hit number one, which was the 6ix9ine being jumped in the bathroom. We hit number eight, chicken Big Macs in Canada, and number nine, J. Cole puffing at 6 years old. So we got two more. And this one, I want Joe to pick another one here. Yeah.
Give me a solid five.
A number five. I was hoping somebody would pick this one. Let's get some music here. I really like this one, actually. This is probably something I would say Joe would do if Jesus. He became very successful. The CEO of Porsche. We all know what Porsche is, right? Porsche, you know what Porsche
That's
is?
That's my favorite car.
There you go.
Porsche. It's actually pronounced Porsche. Porsche.
CEO of Porsche is facing criticism for leaving his wife, who was recently diagnosed with dementia.
Yo.
For a supermodel girlfriend.
Damn.
Savage. Savage, bro.
Why you look at me?
this is a Joe move right here. Leaving his fucking girl for another fucking more bomb looking girl. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you mean.
With dude, dementia. That's fucked up. You know why?
Because I see what you mean.
She'll never remember that she fucking left.
I mean, I'm not saying he's right, but I know I understand.
Fucking joke.
That is some fucked up
I'm not
shit.
Saying he's right, but he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
God damn. I saw that one. That one was pretty ruthless.
I did that just came out like this
wife,
weekend, right?
Well, yeah. My wife don't know won't hurt her.
Dude.
It's okay. She'll just keep forgetting.
Bro, but he literally just like, yeah, then just fucking be around with her for a while and then, you know,
she'll forget.
Your side piece. But he left her ass.
Dude.
He said, I'll see you later, baby.
Wait, how old is this guy?
Dude, I mean, it's an older couple, dude, like in their 70s, I would say.
This is the owner?
CEO. No, the CEO.
Yeah.
The CEO.
Mm-hmm.
That means he's a millionaire.
And
that
how
means
old is he's this got model? Some fucking, how old is this model?
She's like in her 20s.
Oh, dude.
You see what's going
no.
on?
Yeah.
No.
Like I said, I'm not saying he's right, but I get you.
I get her. I get her.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Do you think the supermodel girlfriend feels bad at all?
Fuck
no, not even a little bit.
She would have been like, dude, no, dude.
Jeez, I'm getting free Porsches.
Have you ever seen like 50 First Date?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Probably one of the
if
worst.
She was a good girl, nah, dude, but she a fucking gold digger. She don't even call him daddy, she calls him grandpa.
Fuck. Papa.
Papa. The fucking CEO of Porsche being called Papa.
That is some fucked up shit, bro.
That was pretty savage.
And so she has dementia.
Yep. And he said, see you later, baby.
She's not like, you forgot about me, I'll forget about you.
Yeah, dude, for real. But yeah, I thought that was a very, you know, it's sad. Yeah. But like Joe says, He's not wrong.
God damn, hey man.
His cars, his cars are fast, but he was faster to leave.
Right.
Hey man. Hey, hey. Hey.
Sorry, Blue.
No, yeah. I'm just like, hey, fuck it, you know.
Fuck it, dude. He's all, I got me a new Porsche.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Let it ride.
All right, last one here, dude. And I want Blue to choose this last one here. Dude. So we got number one off the board. We got number five off the board. We got number eight and nine off the board. And so that leaves us with a few left here, Blue. We need a number from you. Let's get some music here, Misa.
Numero 10.
Oh. Which one is that?
10.
10? Oh, shit.
He's stupid or what, Chris? What?
Right?
Yeah, he said it in Spanish, bro.
Diez.
I don't speak Spanish.
You lat?
English, please.
I know you know that shit.
I know. And you said it all fucking weird too.
You're like, numero diez.
He sounded like he worked at fucking Chico's.
He sounded
calling
like
those numbers.
Numero diez.
Numero diez.
That's what he sounded like. Dude, honestly, that's how it sounds at Chico's.
Did you guys ever go to that Burger King right here off Red?
Yeah,
this old lady would be like number 10.
Numero 10.
I remember I went to a Chico's and then
Chico sounds bomb.
And then our number was 32. And this lady would say, like, number 13-2. 13-2. And then we're thinking, like, dude, what, is it 32? Or
is it 132?
Yeah. And my mom got all mad. She's like, she said 32. Oh.
All right, number 10. And I want answers from all of you guys on this one.
All right. Joe goes first.
Have you guys seen the video of Chris Brown giving a lap dance to a girl on stage?
And he throws her phone?
No, well, this is a different one.
Her boyfriend breaks up
with her after this.
No, I would too.
Yeah, so, okay, that's the question. Are you breaking up with your girl if Chris Brown gives her a lap dance?
Yeah, she for the streets.
On stage, too, like in front of everyone.
On site, yeah, it's over.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like in a...
Walk your ass home, baby.
Man, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard. In my opinion, I think that's kind of hard. Because, okay, first of all, it's a fucking celebrity, right?
Right.
And not just that, but it's like on camera. It's not like your fucking girl, whatever, leaves behind the scenes.
With
this is on stage. Yeah, this is on stage in front of a bunch of people. And, and then I have to think to myself, like... What if I was out there and like Ariana Grande fucking picks me up and takes me out there and starts fucking
picks
like,
him up? Oh, you know?
Yeah. Well, picks me out of it. And then what am I gonna say? Like, no, I'm married. You know, like,
hey, what would Chris do if that's what happened with Taylor?
Supposed to do. I mean, Taylor doesn't get lap dances,
right? But you know what? You're right.
More classy.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, like I know, like, okay, if I'm at a concert and I'm with my wife, right, and this concert is with Bush. Right, the band Bush. Yeah. You guys know.
I was like, George
Serene.
Yeah, dude. Fuck this George this Bush. Guy, this guy, fucking, that's my wife's like a super crush or whatever. You know, like, I'd be like, dude, okay, you know, as long as he don't take her anywhere, you know, like, all right, go ahead, you know. But if fucking somebody else comes out, you know.
He's like, let's go back to the green room, baby.
I mean, did you see the lap dance, though? I mean,
it's wild or what?
It's pretty aggressive. You
I gotta see it. I have to see it.
All right, dude, like, I hope he beats you.
What if, like, okay, was a boyfriend there?
I hope he beats you.
Was a boyfriend there?
Yeah, he was in the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, would you let Lena?
I mean, I don't think it's up to me, right? Because you can't stop her.
Yeah, she's exactly.
She wants to go, she's going to go.
So, but what would you do? Would you break up with her?
No, I wouldn't break up with her. Nah.
Would you be upset about what happened?
I mean,
let's say Drake pulls her
into the crowd. I don't think I'd be that mad. Because like you said, it's a celebrity. He's just putting on a show. And it could have literally been any other girl, but he just picked my girl. And so I would take it as a compliment.
Hey,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know about that one.
That's what I mean.
Hold on.
Like,
Joe says, I hope he hits you.
If you see the video, this chick's just sitting there, right? But like I said, like let's say like he fucking goes and he fucking takes her to the back and my girl fucking goes with. Right, and then after that, you don't see her. Whatever, that's a different story. That's a different story.
Yeah. She calls you 3 hours later.
Hey,
like,
come over here.
You know what I mean? Right. No way, dude. You know what I'm saying? That.
Okay, but let's say though, because there's some like toxic people out there.
Invite me, and I'll be cool.
Let's say,
hey, not Joe, me.
Hold on. Let's say that he didn't ask her to come up to like for him to like grind on her or anything, but like to sing with him. right? Right. Would that guy still be mad? Like, I'm sure there's still some people out there that get super toxic.
The fact that Oler's grinding, that's why he's mad.
Yeah. I think that's why it's mad.
But fuck no,
and
bro.
And then it's Chris Brown, so you know, like.
Dude, I was like, dude, as long as you don't beat her, bro, like you did to Rihanna.
Round two.
And then the roundhouse kick.
Chris Brown's probably better looking than like 85% of the guys out
not
there.
Not me, though. You know not what me.
I mean? I mean, especially I would say, especially you, Joe.
No, actually, but yeah, I would take it as a compliment.
Joe looks like Chris Brown.
He does. If you were brown, yeah. A little bit more brown.
It was retarded.
A little bit more brown.
Yeah, dude. Chris Doodoo Brown.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was. I thought that was a crazy fucking thing. Like I said, I don't think you break up with the girl.
That's funny that you brought that up because I saw, like, there's this famous, like, clown / comedian in Mexico. I don't even know. I forgot his name. But
Sideshow Bob?
No, I know which one, right?
Yeah, he literally has, like, he literally paints his face as a clown, right? And then he
gives laps dances?
No, and he, like, he does comedy. He does comedy to people, but then, like, he'll do, like, interactions. And so he brought up this girl up. And like, I don't know what happened. They play some music and he was like grinding, like he had her leg over and her husband and her dude fucking went up there and fucking like, what the fuck and all this shit. And they ended up kicking him out of there and they fucking went viral. Did you see
I saw that.
Like that.
See, I think it could be worse.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I feel like if it was happened to a woman, that would be a little bit different. You know,
what do you mean?
Like if it happened to a woman, yeah, it'd be worse if it happened to like an actual like a chick.
Right.
I feel than a male.
I think
if it was like switched around,
not to be a dick or you know.
No, if it was switched around, yeah, of course. I think
I also think it's worse if it's like a Magic Mike type of thing where it's like just three dudes. Well, yeah, shirtless.
If you're fucking swinging your cock around, cock to your girl, like fucking fuck I'm gonna
cock
go
within hands reach, you know, dick cock in front of cock,
dick in hand.
Yeah, that's
like three times cock. Yeah, you know,
hey, yo, hey, cock to the power of three.
Chris is looking up like, how am I gonna come with that shit?
Yeah,
cock to the power of three. Damn, that's wild.
Yeah, cock squared. Yeah, that's a lot worse, bro. That's a different fucking situation. But yeah, anyways,
cock squared.
Oh fuck! What did you think of that, Blue? That's a good one, huh?
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good
one.
You
had me like speechless there. Like, damn, cock swinging.
Cock swinging. He's like,
swinging. Chris is cocking. Dude, I'm not even doing nothing. Hey, I'm leaving this thing, bro. Fuck that. I don't want no cock hit in my face.
Blue's gotta be careful. He's allergic to penis.
Oh yeah, watch out, dude.
That's a good one.
Watch out,
fucking Joe.
Watch out.
Okay, bring that shit around, dude.
All right, guys.
Fucking Joe. Those
were. I wouldn't even let her back in the house. You smell like dick. And it's not mine.
I'm allergic to it.
Smell like cock squared.
Cock squared.
Cock cubed. Alright guys, those were our five random fucking news headlines or story headlines courtesy of No Jumper.
Like I said,
make sure you guys follow No Jumper. They have a lot of crazy shit on there. It makes your day a lot better when you're scrolling through and you see some crazy shit on your timeline. So
when the story is crazy and shit, it's always entertaining.
And so maybe next time I'll save these other five because I have some other good ones. And
How about you pick the last one?
Can I take a piss or not?
No, we're not gonna do that.
He's like,
we're not gonna do that.
Let's call it.
We'll save the last five for next time because some of them are so good, and we can get into them at a later date. Our boy Blue has some fucking whiz like a racehorse. Yeah. I can see it in his eyes. Yeah. Look at me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Apologize.
Let's go ahead and give our final thoughts today, and we'll wrap this up. Let's start with Blue on this one.
Holy shit! Why me first?
Because it's you're the guest. All right, you gotta piss.
Well, fuck. I mean, thank you guys for having me. I guess you know.
Hey,
dude, you're here.
Dude, you guys literally told me like last minute.
I told you.
That's how we roll. Like,
fuck it, I'll do it. You know.
And that's why you're here.
Not like you had a fucking choice.
176.
176 of these bastards.
Let me sign your book, Misa.
Sign the fucking
you
book.
You did already.
I already did, but I'm just going to put the episode number.
As a guess, yeah.
Because I was looking at it earlier. Just go on the back page.
If you guys don't know, I have a book right here. Lavelle Jones gave us.
Story short.
But yeah, I love you guys, brother.
I started using this to sign autographs for all our guests. you know.
And now we need Blue in
hold
there.
Hold on, hold on. But the thing
I
is,
I was actually Blue, the first one that signed it.
He signed the last one, and he signed his name. He's like, "Love you, bros. We did it."
Hey.
There you go.
So Blue. All I'm gonna put is the number.
That's right. Some cute shit.
77, yeah, right?
176.
76.
Yeah. Blue, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. First time having you on camera, on mic. I think the people love it. The people are going to love Blue. We love Blue.
176, bro.
He is Blue. Dude,
our guest, dude,
that is Blue.
Most of our guests that come in,
I'm going to put the beer
they're
guy.
They're like amazed that we have a fucking beer guy.
As we should.
They're like, dude, that's the most important guy you guys have. Don't lose him.
Joe, beer final guy. Thoughts today.
What's today's day? Sorry.
It was good to see you guys.
27th of March.
We can get this little experiment going, and hopefully it comes out the way we want to. If it doesn't, we'll just keep working at it, man.
For sure.
Hey, that was good. That was the most concise thing you've ever said. We love you, Joe.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Joseph.
Josue.
You know who we're missing, though?
Chew Dog.
Swag.
Missing the Chew Dog.
We're missing the snacks, man. We're all hungry and shit.
Me, some final thoughts today.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Chewy.
Rest in peace to Chewy. No, he's still alive.
Anyways, shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to Chris. Another good episode. I'm glad that we're finally doing these different camera views. Shout out to Blue, man. Blue's been, like I said, Blue's been around for a while, since day one. And we finally got him on mic, on camera. Thank you for keeping us our beer fucking super cold.
You can pop my cherry for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yo. God bless it.
I'm glad we cleaned the floors before you came in.
Popped his cock.
Yeah. Shout out to Joe. He's helping us a lot with his new cameras and all this stuff. And he offered to pay for dinner. I didn't forget about that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
You guys are getting the Wendy's 4 for $4.
Let me get the biggie meal, bro.
The biggie meal. You're getting the new chicken Big Mac.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, guys, for those that are watching, listening, thanks a lot for following, subscribing, and liking. You guys make sure to stay safe and stay fresh.
All right, guys, episode 176, Conversing with Chris and Misa, the podcast. Thank you all for liking, subscribing, following. We really do appreciate all that shit. We hadn't posted in like a little over a week. We had a bunch of shit going on.
Everybody was going through some shit.
But you know what I mean? We cranked this one out. We'll put this one out real fast so you guys can fucking catch up with us. But we will have new guests, new episodes coming very, very soon. And thank you all for supporting us. Blue, thank you all for being here again. Joe, shout out to you. Misa, good job once again. With all that being said, guys, episode 176, Conversing with Chris and Misa, the podcast. Thank you all for liking, subscribing. Shout out all of our sponsors. Omar from Sun City Vibes, Chewy from Next Gen Sports, and Dulce's. Shout out to y'all guys. With all that being said, we are...
G. Hey, Chris has a Cane's lip sauce.
Yes, sir.
'Yo, what it do, what it do? Hey, we know you just saw that fresh new intro. Wasn't that shit sick? Well, we couldn't agree more, guys.
Right, we just collaborated with our boy Omar at Sun City Vibes to help create an intro that would take our podcast to the next level. Do you need help with your video editing and content creation to help elevate your business to the next level? Well, Sun City Vibes has you covered without a doubt.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Whether it's a logo reveal, a music video, drone footage, or even t-shirt printing, guys, hit up Sun City Vibes for quality work and affordable price. Shit, Omar even made us a sick ass hat. Look at this.
It's a fresh ass hat.
Fresh.
Shit's fresh.
Fresh.
So yeah, guys, go help support those that support us and hit up our boy Omar and tell him Chris and Misa sent you from the podcast and help support a local El Paso business today. Let's go. Yeah.
Yo, what it do, what it do? It's your boy Misa from the pod. Yo, I know y'all have noticed how good me and Chris look rocking this merch, huh? Well, this is all thanks to our sponsor, Next Gen Sports. Next Gen Sports is your local destination for all things sports, from sports cards to authentic sneakers, customizable t-shirts, and even official team jerseys. So whether you're buying, selling, or trading sports merch, cards, or sneakers, Next Gen Sports is your go-to for the most fire sports gear. What's that? Oh, you're not a big sports fan? That's all gravy, baby. Next Gen Sports is still your go-to spot for all customizable shirts, just like this one. Look. Sheesh. Anyways, guys, the best part about all this, it's super affordable. There's delivery here in El Paso, shipping anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So go on, go check out Next Gen Sports on all social media platforms, including TikTok. It's all in the description below, guys. Go support the people that rock with us. Tell them that Chris and Misa from the pod send you. And as always, stay fresh.